New York Times is reporting that Bo Bergdahl's vanishing before his capture angered his unit. So was he captured or did he desert? Sometime after midnight on June 30th, 2009, Private First Class Bo Bergdahl left behind a note in his tent saying he had become disillusioned with the Army, that he did not support the American mission in Afghanistan, and was leaving to start a new life. He slipped off into the remote military outpost in Paktika province on the border with Pakistan and took with him a soft backpack, water, knives, notebook, writing materials, but left behind his body armor, his weapons, and startling, giving the hostile environment around his outpost to leave like that. That account, provided by a former senior military officer briefed on the investigation into the private's disappearance, is part of a more complicated picture emerging of the capture of a soldier whose 5 years as a Taliban prisoner influenced high-level diplomatic negotiations, brought in foreign governments, and ended with him being whisked away in a helicopter by American commandos. The release of Sergeant Bergdahl, he was promoted while he was in captivity, has created political problems for the Obama administration, which is having to defend his exchange for 5 Taliban detainees at Guantanamo Bay. But it also presents delicate politics for Republicans who are attacking, through surrogates, America's last known prisoner of war. So is this 6 of one, half a dozen of the other, or is it a case where somebody wanted to be captured? I'm not sure. I'm sure there'll be more to tell as the days and weeks go ahead. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.